Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. How do we prepare our kids for this world of cancel culture?
Yeah, so we really need to be teaching them what it is. We need to be teaching them what the world is that they're going to be facing. And I think one of the difficulties for us as parents right now is the world is changing so fast.
Yeah.
There's this term liquid modernity, which says that modern times, it's like liquid. It's like next week, it's going to be different than what it was this week. And so as parents, we really need to be educated. We really need to be thinking about, okay, what's happening in the world? What are things that are shaping our worldview? And pulling your kids out of school is a great start because education is a worldview factory. That's what they're doing. They're shaping the worldview of your students. But what we don't understand is our worldview is shaped by the world that we're in. All of the media that we're taking in is shaping our worldview. And if we're not aware of these subtle effects on our own worldview, we're not going to sort of be prepared for them. We're not going to even know how to engage with them. And eventually, we want our kids to leave home. You know, that's the goal. Yeah. My dad used to tell us when we were growing up, the point of childhood is to grow up, right? And he wanted us to have this attitude of like progressing towards adulthood is a good thing. It's something I've tried to instill in my children, this sort of responsibility. But when they leave my home, they're going to have to face things that I never had to face. Mm-hmm. And a big part of that is cancel culture. Just let me give you a quick example. There's a young lady at our church. She's 19 years old. She graduated K-12 homeschool kid. And she started her own, blog. She does crocheting. And you might think, wow, you know, that's pretty harmless. So she stays at home with her parents and has this business. She actually does really well. The crocheting world is a big world. So magazines will like buy her patterns. She has a huge following. So she's making a really good income. When she's ready for marriage, she's going to be able to really contribute to her family. And you might think, oh, well, that position, you're totally inoculated against the world. You don't need to worry about cancel culture. Cancel culture got her. And what I mean by that is the way that she promotes her her blog and all that is on Instagram. And the crochet community was really getting up in arms about homosexuality and advocating for homosexual marriage and all these things. And they're saying, you know, everybody needs to speak up here. Everybody needs to say what they think. And she's just the kind of person who's like, you know, I don't want to rock the boat. But then she's like, you know what, by not saying anything, it looks like I'm agreeing. And like some of my fellow Christians have said things and they've gotten canceled and like, the only reason for me not to say something is because I'm afraid of what will happen to me. And that's not a good reason. So she posted, you know, hey, you know, I just want you to know, I believe the Bible does not have error. And I believe it teaches that marriage is between one man and one woman. And the fire started. Wow. The world, like that, the crochet community just outright attacked this 19-year-old girl, just hate speech. Can I share some of the things that they said to her? Her name's Rachel Counts. And her dad is actually the worship minister at my church. But she posted on Instagram that she believes marriage is between one man and one woman. And here's some of the comments that the crochet community said to her. They said this, bigotry and homophobia do not belong in my crafting community. It's not cancel culture. It's consequences. Consequence culture for your words and action. Another person said, if you're scared to speak up about your beliefs, isn't that a sign that they're wrong? I'm not scared to speak up about my beliefs because they don't hurt anyone. I'm so glad all the bigots are outing themselves these days. It makes Instagram a much better place when you know who you shouldn't support. So this 19-year-old girl growing up homeschooled, this is what she's faced with. And she weathered the storm. And the reason she weathered the storm is because she knew what she believed. Mm-hmm. And she was ready for people to be offended by that. She lost contracts. National magazines canceled contracts with her. She lost income. She lost subscribers. It affected her. But she was ready for that in a big part because her homeschooling had shaped her worldview, had prepared her for the world that was going to declare war on her worldview. And I don't know if you've been following some of the major news outlets lately. I know it's somewhat sickening to follow these, but I always want to know what the other side is saying. So like recently there was sort of this big thing in the media where Keith Olbermann went after Bethany Schondark, one of the authors of Heroes of Liberty, if you're familiar with that. So he tweeted this. He said, imagine putting homeschool mom in your bio and not understanding you just ruined the lives of 5 innocent children.
Oh, wow.
so just so you know, like we're destroying our children's life according to popular media. Sure. So Keith Olbermann, you know, people listen to him, people follow him. MSNBC just posted this on May 13th of 2022. MSNBC tweeted, it may seem harmless, but the insidious racism of the American religious right's obsession with homeschooling speaks volumes. So you're a racist. I just want you to know that because you're homeschooling, right? That's the roots. That's your motivation as a homeschool parent. It's because you're racist. And if you don't sort of get that, what they're saying is we're pulling our kids out of schools and then schools are losing funding. And so that only hurts minority children. And so that's our fault.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.